This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's roll into another hour of Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen here to extrapolate information, helpful information, pretty fascinating information, understanding that we all have something about us that we don't understand. I think that's a universal situation. So each week we try to delve into things that are either the business end of understanding yourself or the psychology of understanding yourself. Margaret Donahue is joining us. She has written a book along with a lady named Madeline Gerwick about the realities that we face with energy and money and whether or not the two are connected. I certainly think they are. The book's called Money is an Energy Game. How did you come to think this through, Margaret? What was going on in your life that made you think, you know, I'm going to write a book about money and what attracts, I guess we could say, abundance? Yeah.
Exactly right. Well, Madeline and I had taught three different prosperity training courses. This was around the early 2000s. And we wanted a way to help more people understand the dynamics behind their money situation. So this book was a result of that intention.
All right. And the intention then turns into, we are all full of intention. Intentions are great things. I think if we live life intentionally, a lot of people understand what that word means in a conventional sense. What does it mean to you, living by intention? What are your intentions?
Well, it means to live consciously, to live purposefully, that you set an intention or a desire, you know, for the way you want things to be, and you expect them to unfold that way.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it, when it comes to living intentionally, is first releasing the blockages that are stopping you in your
time. What are some of the most common blockages?
Well, the common blockages would be negative talk, negative self-talk, mm-hmm. like I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, I don't deserve it, or repeating gossip and negative stories. A lot of what you see in social media these days, certainly.
Awful.
A lot of, you know, just stay away from it. It's negativity gone awry.
Yep.
And, it creates more of it, is what it does.
Well, it's the energy. Back again to energy. Thoughts
are
things. The energy that comes with you, that you waste on this anger, and we see so much of it. Road rage, my God, it's like there's an epidemic of road rage around
Absolutely.
These days. So a lot of this stuff is what we would consider, or would you? I do, but I'm wondering whether you would consider this under the heading self-sabotage.
Oh, it definitely is self-sabotage. Whenever you are not in a positive mood, whenever you're negative or feeling bad, you're depressed, you're sick, you know, not healthy, those are all low-energy vibrations, and they're pushing prosperity and well-being away from you.
So in terms of people that you've talked to, you have, I'm sure that you in not only are an author, but you also help people, I'm guessing, within you have individual clients and work with people that way. Is that true?
Absolutely. I have a feng shui practice.
Okay. That's something that has been, by the way, a subcontext of our last few weeks' discussion here, feng shui, how it works and how it affects one in all kinds of ways. I think a lot of people don't know much about feng shui. When did you first encounter it, and how do you use it in your life?
Well, I first encountered it, maybe in the 1990s. I'd come across the idea of feng shui, or the concept of feng shui, and I delved into it. At the time, I had a corporate job. I had a mainstream corporate job for over 21 years, and I happened to just leave that in 2000. My plan was to take 6 months off, and I did a self-search at that point, and I found feng shui, and I just delved into it. Then I went through three practitioner training programs, started my own practice. I had a school for 7 years where I taught practitioners, and it's all about energy. Mm-hmm. It is goes very, very deep.
And so is it something, when you're around friends and family, how do they approach you with questions? As I mean, I ask people questions for a living.
And yes.
Even if I didn't, I'm a Scorpio, and so I have lots of questions and want answers to stuff. But if you and your family get together, Thanksgiving, whatever, holidays, do they try, do they know what you do? Do they probe you? Do they ask you? To give them some insights?
Well, actually, not really, because no. I separate the two. Uh-huh. I do my work professionally, and I turn it off when I'm in somebody else's space. I'm not always there looking, say, with feng shui eyes and trying to figure out what they should be doing differently. I only do it when I'm asked to do it, because that's how I was trained.
Well, I think that's, yeah, you got to understand that if you don't, people who don't want it aren't going to gain any, you're not going to win any friends by, you know.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right.
Yeah, do you know you could be a better person if you could do this? No. No.
You know what I've realized over the years is that the work is always on oneself. And so you have to be ready for whatever it is you're asking for.
Yeah.
And that's how my clients come to me. Most of them come to me through referral. I really don't advertise. Mm-hmm. I do have a website, and I do some social media, but not a
what's
lot.
The web, what's the website?
FengShuiConnections.com.
FengShuiConnections.com. So then I think we all, well, I don't know if we all do, but I acknowledge that the energy in you, in a room, when you go in, if all the things are not arranged properly, you could have, you could be negatively impacted by that, especially, I think, the bedroom, right?
Absolutely.
I don't know about the living room, but isn't it the bedroom, the office, that sort of thing? We really have to have things put in the right places in order for you not to get sucked of extra energy?
There's a lot packed into that question.
Yes, I do that
and
often.
So, yes, so your bedroom is very, very important. You spend a third of your life sleeping, or you should spend a third of your life sleeping. So the energy of your bedroom definitely impacts your life. And so in all of your spaces, you want to have free-flowing chi. You want the energy or the chi to meander throughout your room. So the types of things that would block your energy, clutter is a big one that would block your energy because it drags your energy down. There is a concept called the command position, and we like to see this for your bed, for your desk, for your stove, wherever you're spending a lot of time. And this is one where you have support from behind, typically from a solid wall. You have space in front.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the door.
Got to have, yeah, it's got to be open. So the energy is open, openness.
Right.
All right, we continue. Margaret, hold on
exactly.
A second. Yeah, that's it. Margaret Donahue, the author of Money is an Energy Game, here with us, and we're going to get into that aspect of how it all works as we continue here. Let me talk about the MyPillow towel set that's available right now. Special prices using the DJV code. When you step out of the shower, it's great to have a towel that is highly absorbent, and that's what you get with a MyPillow towel. They're on sale right now. You get 60-day money-back guarantee. Try them for yourself. You don't like them after 2 months, you send them back, get your money back. The satisfaction guarantee goes with everything that comes from MyPillow. Same guarantee, and it's unheard of in any other similar business. The towel set has two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. So right now, while I guess the spirit moves them at MyPillow, you'll be able to get the six-piece towel set. Usually it's $109.99. You pay $44.98 right now by using the promo code DJV. So again, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square that's there, enter the promo code DJB, not only when you're buying the discounted towels, but also there's a lot of deep discounts on all of the products using that DJB code, the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, My Pillow Pillows, Premium Pillows, the new My Slippers are very cool. So get the towels, the slippers, all the things that you need to make everything comfortable in and around your bedroom. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the discounts, okay? MyPillow.com.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 5/29. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Back now, our conversation with Margaret Donahue, the author of Money is an Energy Game. So let's talk about money and put it next to feng shui. Using money, the energy around money, how is that similar or is it to the feng shui connection that you were talking about?
A lot of people call a feng shui practitioner because they want to attract more money into their life.
Yeah.
And so there is an area, say, in your space. In feng shui, in the Western version of feng shui, we use a symbolic map called the Bagua. So this is a map with 9 separate areas, all life issues, and one of those relates to wealth and prosperity. It happens to be the back left corner of your space.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody is looking to attract more money into their life or generate more money. And it's really about prosperity. It's not just about the money itself. It's about the blessings that come into your life, because money can show up in all sorts of ways. So we'd work with the energy of that back left corner of your house, your workspace, and every room in your house, as well as your land. And so there'd be certain things that we'd be looking for there. One is to make sure that everything is safe and comfortable, including the electric and the plumbing. We'd want to make sure that it is clutter-free so that the chi can flow fully through there. Take a look at the way the furniture is arranged. Take a look at the symbolism of the art on the walls. Color has energy as well. So,
but you can't do that unless you actually are there, right? Or you have pictures to look at. It's not like you can say, this ought to be this way and that. How do you know you'll actually understand what the space is?
I start with floor plans. And so I can tell a lot from a floor plan. I've been doing a lot of work remotely over the past year in particular.
Sure.
So I'll go to the web and look at satellite photos of look at the land and the quality of the chi around there. And then people will send photos or videos of their homes. I've been doing mm-hmm. a number of consultations just using FaceTime where people can flip the phone and just walk around.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes some good sense. Yeah, okay, I get that. Oh, hold on, Margaret Donahue with us on Your Hidden Power.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Margaret Donahue, Doug Steffen here discussing feng shui, energy, connections, that sort of thing on Your Hidden Power. It's subtle in some respects and not so subtle in other respects. Would you say that was a true statement, Margaret?
That is a very true statement, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the,
you have the physical and the non-physical.
Right, exactly. And sometimes people, you know, you get there's a connection that is physical. That's where the feng shui comes in. But I think there's also the other things, going back to what we were talking about with self-sabotaging, your attitude. And so people don't trust themselves. I think that's a part of the problem. And they're taught not to trust themselves because the experts, whether it's a doctor or a lawyer, we have all these experts everywhere. Well, you don't know, so I'm going to take care of you. I'll teach you, you know, or I'll do the work for you and charge you for it, that sort of thing. When a lot of things that are done by especially doctors, you could find out, you could take care of yourself if you did the right research and looking into things instead of looking at somebody who may not, in fact, be, and I don't want to sound like really off the charts here, but there are a lot of doctors who are not really interested in you. It's just the way it is. They're there to collect a paycheck and to do the whatever work they can do in order to generate income for themselves and their family. It's just, you know, every business, I guess, is the same. There's some good folks and there's some bad folks. And it's a purely a matter of your own curiosity, I think. Is that right, Margaret?
What I've come to learn over the years is that what I call the work is always on yourself. So you have to take charge of yourself.
Right.
And that, yes, medical doctors are out there, men and women, and they serve a purpose. They can, you know, help you out. But you should do your own research. When you're really, really sick, absolutely go to the doctor.
Yeah, right.
But there's a lot that you can do to cultivate your own health and well-being every day. And a lot of it does begin with your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
It also has to do with your history, mm-hmm. that patterns are inherited and passed down. You'll see the same types of patterns genetically going on.
Mm-hmm.
Thought patterns get passed down. And so you can clear those and you can change those.
Well, I think that is, yeah, it's up to you to know who you are. I guess I'm curious about money as an energy game. Is it actually a game? Can you play it like you can play Monopoly?
Yes, you can. You can set it up that way if you want. In fact, we don't have a game board right now. We have thought about creating a game board, but we haven't. But we give you lots of ideas of how to use the concepts and the tools and techniques that we present in the book to create a game for yourself at it. So that's the very end of the book. Suggesting to make a game of using all of these different aspects to cultivate money and prosperity for yourself. We have over 100 different tools, tips, and techniques in the book to help you increase prosperity and blessings and money that come into your life.
Think about what you say. Think about what you are thinking, if you will, if you're always... I remember as a kid growing up, and I don't know what it's done to me as an adult. I'll give you a quick sort of example. My father was an orphan, grew up in South Boston, and never had anything. And so when I reached out, I started my radio career, he was always concerned, and he would tell me, well, don't really do that. You should be comfortable with where you are and what you have. Don't try to exceed your capabilities. Oof. Imagine what that's done, holding on to that thought.
Hold on to it or did you let it go?
I think I've let it go for the most part, but every once in a while it haunts me. And so maybe in this book you can get some help. 324 pages of all kinds of stuff. Books available on your website, fengshuiconnection.com, and at Amazon. Should I assume that?
It is available on moneyisanenergygame.com.
moneyisanenergygame.com. Margaret Donahue, learned a lot from you. Thanks for being here on Your Hidden Power.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Yeah, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration on Monday says Pfizer's BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 12 to 15 has met the regulatory criteria, making way for teens to begin getting the COVID-19 vaccine shots as early as this week. A CDC vaccine advisory committee will still need to green light the shot for use in that age group, with an approval expected Wednesday. The Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee reported Monday International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach has canceled a trip to Japan because of surging cases of COVID-19 in that country. Bach was to visit Hiroshima next Monday and meet with the torch relay and then probably travel to Tokyo. Organizing Committee President Seiko Hashimoto said the trip was made impossible because of a state of emergency in Tokyo and other parts of the country that have been extended until May 31st. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
As the Biden administration continues to push critical race theory to our kids in public schools, some are pushing back. Kevin Roberts with the Texas Public Policy Foundation tells Fox News, America is constantly evolving to be a better union.
I'm a fifth-generation teacher. I've taught every level of school from graduate students down to elementary school kids, and I can tell you, regardless of the color of the skin, regardless of where they come from in the United States, all they want to do is understand why this country is the last best hope for the world, and critical race theory simply undermines that teaching, what they're sort of hardwired to know, which is that America is a great country.
Mr. Roberts has this warning.
I always warn my students, anytime you see all those words that don't quite mean anything, or maybe there's a bunch of nice-sounding words strung together, you ought to be a little cautious. And the reality is that if this rule is implemented by the Biden administration, we're going to require any school that receives federal funding, which would be almost all of them, to teach critical race theory.
Randy Weingarten with the American Federation of Teachers explains critical race theory.
I believe we should teach history from the data I see. 1619 was the year that the first slave boat came from Africa to the United States. So that's a point in history that I think we should be teaching.
Thank you for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Uri Geller is here with us. I'm Doug Steffen. This week we've celebrated National Paranormal Day. Oftentimes when I introduce Uri to the world or the people that are listening to my radio programs, I talk about him as being telepathic, but I think paranormalist is, he's a mind melder, there's all kinds of words, but I like paranormalist. So Paranormal Day, a fascination with people who don't know what's going on the other side. Do you think that's a complete definition, or do you think that's incomplete? What do you think of when you think of that word paranormal, Uri?
Doug, the paranormal encompasses lots of things to do with the human mind in telepathy, psychokinesis, ghosts, hauntings. They even sometimes bring in even UFOs and extraterrestrials. Because nobody really, well, knows what exactly paranormal means. Is it really? Is it normal? Is it not normal? But, gosh, I've been in the paranormal field all my life, since the first day a spoon broke in my hand. Many a time I call myself a paranormalist. I love that name. And my museum has a lot to do with the paranormal. For instance, I'm just looking at an original poster from 2001, A Space Odyssey, which was written by Arthur C. Clarke. Arthur C. Clarke came to witness my powers, my paranormal abilities, and I bent his house key, and he had to break into his own home. This is a true story. A policeman actually stopped him from breaking the door down. Now I'm also looking at Darth Vader, the sculpture which I got from Dave Prowse, which sadly passed away 3 months ago. He was the actor that played in the suit. And, you know, Star Wars is already sort of the journey into outer space. And I even have the original poster that George Lucas signed for me. And I'm looking at it now. It says, a long time ago in a galaxy far away, Star Wars, George Lucas signed. Yeah, I wish very soon you'll be able to come here and enjoy.
I'm coming. American just has started a flight from New York to Tel Aviv, which would be the best and smartest way for me to get there. And it'll be December. I can't come before December, but I'm coming in December. So
okay. Speaking about the paranormal, something very incredible happened a few months ago. Because, you know, whenever they write about the paranormal, it's always kind of with a skeptical shadow around
it. Yeah, that's
it.
Right. I don't believe that you can't prove it. It's it's what this program, that our conversations are all about, that which you cannot prove, at least scientifically.
Yes, well, believe it or not, you know, all the prestigious magazines around the world never write about the paranormal. And this time, National Geographic had a cover story. It's incredible. It says, reveal mysteries of the otherworldly, visit haunted places around the world, seek answers to the unknown. And the headline on the cover of National Geographic is Secrets of the Supernatural. And I get a full page picture, and it's very positive. There's not a word of negativity in the article.
Ernie,
my segment called
The world is accepting the reality of not being able to understand everything. It's time for people to stop thinking that the human being and the human mind is on the top of the food chain, because it isn't.
Absolutely true. And if you can imagine, if National Geographic comes out with a cover story, then we are advancing towards believing in the supernatural and the paranormal, simply because it exists. You can't deny it.
I don't know whether you've seen I think I may have told you about a TV show that's on in America that must be, it'll get there sooner or later, called Debris. It happens to star a very good friend of mine named Jonathan Tucker, but it's all about something that is unexplainable. I mean, really big time unexplainable, and it has to do with all kinds of paranormal stuff. It's done very well. People are really curious. They're coming out, if you will, of their shell when it comes to this sort of thing. So check it out, Uri's museum that he talks about at his website, urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. You can also find out about the book, Learn to Douse, described. Dowsing is a very interesting pursuit. You can learn how to do it with Uri. U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Time now for a reminder about what's good for you. And what's good for you is, well, sounds like I'm your mother, and I'm not really your mother. Your mother used to tell you this. If you know what was good for you, well, losing weight, keeping your body at ideal body weight, any of the doctors that I'm associated with, whether it be Jack Stockwell or Ken Kronhaus on the various programs that I do, are all in agreement when it comes to getting healthy the right way.
losing weight and keeping it off the natural way is the most intelligent thing you can do. And so that's why all these clinical studies that prove that Calitrin works becomes a great fodder for conversation. You can look it all up at toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, the weight loss formula that features all pure ingredients, collagen, protein, digestive enzymes, no stimulants, no drugs, no gluten, and it's safe for no matter what kind of medications you're on, this is safe. You can take my word for it. And it takes 40, 45 days for it to get to work, I think, unless you've been on some other program. And then if you're trying to keep the weight off, that's the big problem. No other weight loss system or product will help you keep it off. They all want you to lose it and then gain it back again so you can spend more money with them to lose it again. That's not the MO at toploss.com for Calitrin. This is a perfect solution, very easy to take, 4 capsules a night before you go to bed, and it does the work. Proven to help with weight loss, joint pain, better sleep, all that good stuff. So get the product information at toploss.com, and when you check out buying some of the products that are there, make sure you use the DJV code, because you'll be able to get the special prices and free shipping that are associated with DJV. That's code DJV on checkout at toploss.com. A couple of listening notes. When it comes to Your Hidden Power, we have a fabulously well-done podcast, if I do say so myself, and I do. Every week, we try to bring you the essence, if you will, the nuance of our discussions on Your Hidden Power with certain sort of laser-focused specificity. And the current Your Hidden Power podcast that's out there, number 191, the most recent one we've done, is a focus on you. And how you can improve yourself. You have to really work, according to the author of Peace and Happiness Without Losing Your Cool. The guy's name is Stuart Dixon. He, on the program on Facebook, whenever he does personal appearances, is really interested in there's another book called Spirituality for Badasses. And it is. It's about knowing your the sixth sense, what you need to pay attention to. You have those thoughts, and sometimes your religion would tell you, don't pay attention to that. That's not within the realm of God. Well, I kind of disagree with that. I think it really is in the realm of the universe, God, ultimate intelligence, however you refer to God. It's very important for you to see, I think, the world as it is, and it's much broader than we are taught to think it is. So let's get, if you have the opportunity, all kinds of things, connect to yourhiddenpowershow.com, and or you can get it wherever you get your podcasts, but you'll find some really extraordinary conversations in there with extraordinary people who have extraordinary ways of helping you out. Check it out, yourhiddenpowershow.com. Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with a promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Mary O'Malley is with us. She has power in her mind, power in her thoughts, power available to you as a fabulous psychic. PsychicScout.com. She's got all kinds of psychic tools that she uses. One of the things, we talk about what you can do and what you should expect when working with someone like you. What do we want to know that you can't do? What's not possible? When people come to you, is there anything that they can't find out or can't do with your help?
Oh, that's interesting. So one thing, I can't make someone fall in love with you.
Ah, damn it!
I feel like from the genie cartoon, I can't cast a spell. I can't, and people will ask questions about someone else, and you know, I can look into that person and kind of read the energy in a peripheral way, but I don't like to do deep dives because if you don't have permission, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's complicated.
It's like psychic spying, and I don't want to, I don't do that.
Wait a minute. That sounds like a book, or it sounds like a movie, or a TV show. The Psychic Spy.
Yeah.
The spy who came in from the cold. The psychic spy who came in from the cold. Yeah, that's it. All right?
Yeah. And in doing mediumship, you know, I can't make a spirit talk to me. Mm-hmm. They have to be willing. So, you know, a lot of it is about just respecting someone else's space there, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, I get that.
And then a lot of people will ask about what's my life path? What should I be doing? And
Is that too general a question? Is that too general?
Well, it's such a personal discovery, and it's part of your life path as a human being. So what spirit will do is they'll give me some hints, some clues. This person is really talented at this, or this person really enjoys this. And so I'll ask them about those kind of things and then encourage them to move forward in something that they would love and enjoy. So there are some, I'm going to say some limits, some things that a person just needs to experience because that's part of their life path. Mm-hmm. And when that's the case, your spirit gets real cagey on you. Know?
All right. How about we put it this way? You help people to learn how to trust themselves, how to trust their thoughts, how to trust their judgments. Isn't that part of this whole gig for you? I would think. I mean, that's the way I read it anyway.
Yeah, that's it. For me, that's a huge part, is really encouraging my clients to understand how they receive that information. Like for me, when it comes from spirit, I'm clear on that because my body has a specific physical response. So that's how I know it's from spirit as opposed to all the little voices in my head, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So I really encourage people to get that communication process going and get comfortable and familiar with it.
All right, sounds like that's a talent in and of itself, learning how to distinguish your thoughts from the spirit guides that you have coming into your brain, into your experience, mm-hmm. into your experience, right? Isn't that awfully hard?
Yeah, it's a real simple process. You just start by asking questions.
Simple and but then, hard. Hard but simple.
Yeah, and then you pay attention not just to the answer to the question, but how you received the answer, how it was different than how you your normal thinking process, how you could identify that particular communication, mm-hmm. you know, came from outside of you there. So,
all right. Avail yourself of a really good connection. Mary O'Malley is the best. And you can go to her website to kind of learn a lot of things, not only about her, but how it all works. PsychicScout.com. If you are the least bit doubtful, she's a perfect one to explore and start your adventure with. Mary O'Malley at PsychicScout.com. I'm Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Time now for our weekly visit with Laura Banks, best-selling actress. She's a best-selling author. I don't know how to sell your acting ability. I have to work on that one. Here as an astrologer from the StarGalNetwork.com to talk about the influences this week astrologically. If you're seeking a deeper connection with either a friend or a loved one, I'm told this is a good time to do that. Is that true?
Friend or loved one connection? Yes, because we're out of that hard-hitting Capricorn influence and into Aquarius. And
what does that do? Capricorn, what is all of that? Let's talk about what that does for the unwashed without getting too technical. What is all of that, those magical moments, what do they make? What do they do?
Well, we had a conjunction, which means a collection of over four planets for most of 2020 in a sign Capricorn that transmits more hard-edged news, more real-time, real things like rocks are hard, water's wet, this has got to happen, this virus has to come about and affect all of us. It's connected to Saturn, which is harder, harsher lessons. And, you know, we had a lesson to learn about germs and the planet, and now we're out of that fatherly, paternal, you're going to suffer to learn this thing, and into, we were into Aquarius, which is, that sigh of relief that we can all understand that we're in this together, and I do feel we've kind of moved beyond that, into that with the election being over, and,
you know, the riots are calmed down a bit. And now we've got ourselves moving into Pisces with a new moon on the 11th in the sign Taurus. And Taurus is money and possessions. And what we look at there is your relationship to money, not just how to make it, but being happy with what you have. And something about self-acceptance in there really is the key phrase here going forward. Because we're moving into a time where you should be able to connect more into a relationship. And often people aren't able to connect into relationships, be it business or personal, and often they're attached for success. When you're successful personally, you may find yourself successful professionally. And it has to do with forgiveness and trust. Taurus takes you into the world of your senses. We have a new moon on the May 11th, really getting into your body, recognizing that we all need love and touching and connection. And what does that require? It requires maybe being afraid of letting someone in, maybe feeling like we could be more or have more or be healthier or have more money. But people are just like us. We're all in the same place. You know, there's no arriving. Like, I have girlfriends, Doug, and they're waiting to get over some illness they think they have or have more money before they go get in a relationship. Mm-hmm. When the time is now, and it's not even about that. It's Taurus's response to us now, which is be okay with what you have. Taurus, it is kind of greedy. It's a kind of a greedy, earthy kind of, it's I gotta have it kind of thing to feel okay sign. But it's also oddly the sign of love and ruled by Venus. So it's your relationship to possessions, you know, and possessiveness and how you relate to connecting with someone. Can you have a light touch and be in a relationship, or do you need to?
What does that mean, a light touch?
Well, are you afraid of losing them? So do you stay out of a relationship?
Fear-based thinking. Yeah, you don't want fear-based. Who wants that?
Don't want it. Right.
So with the kind of, when you get to May, which is a month of, I think May is my favorite month. Some people say September is their favorite. May is my favorite month because things are really growing. Things are beginning. And because that's part of my, you were talking about Pisces, I guess maybe that is a connection between Pisceans and this. My father was a Taurian and very stubborn. So that related back to me, and nobody ever really, I didn't understand my Piscean nature. Now you and others that I've befriended have taught me about what my nature, the Piscean sort of, Scorpio combination. I may be more of a Piscean than I may be a Scorpio. I don't know much. My father, I don't know my father's chart. His birthday was May 5th, 1914. And so from that, he was born in Boston. I don't know but he was a tough guy. And
I wrote that down real fast. But Boston, you don't have his time of birth, right? Well, look at his chart.
Yeah.
You don't have a time of birth on him, do you?
I don't. Nah, there's no records. He was an orphan. He didn't know from nothing. He was lucky to know. Actually, it was a long time. Nobody knew whether his birthday was either May 4th or May 5th, which has presented all kinds of interesting things in and of itself.
Well, that happened to me. They thought I was born on the 24th, and I looked at my birth certificate at the bank, and it was the 23rd.
So there you go. Find out all kinds of things about yourself. Check in with Laura Banks. Worth your time. It's stargalnetwork.com. A lot of great information here. Laura, thanks. Take good care.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.